Well, hi everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of Move Hughes Fishing, the podcast, here on mypodcasthouse.com. My name's Steve Fisher, and I'm the show's producer, and I'm taking this opportunity to step behind the microphone. The guys are taking a bit of a break this week. The big man, in fact, is away doing a charity event for the Steve Waugh Foundation, and Kev and Jace are taking the opportunity for a bit of a well-earned break, and who knows, perhaps Jace has even taken Kev away to do some fishing. Who knows, maybe you'll teach him a thing or two. So, since it's just me here in the studio, I've decided to throw together a bit of a best-of edition. Well, I've got to tell you, putting this show together each week is a lot of fun, and the guys really enjoy presenting it for you, and we all appreciate that you take the time each week to tune in. We really hope you're enjoying the show. And one of these days, I might even twist Kev's arm to let me put together a bit of a blooper reel so you can hear some of the hijinks that often take place before the recording starts and after it finishes. Now, that'll be a long, long episode, I can tell you. So for this week, let's kick back and have a listen to some of the fun from the first 18 episodes.
Yeah, mate.
There we go.
Hello and welcome.
Jesus.
Take two.
Everyone ready for me?
Take two.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Merv Hughes Fishing, a brand new podcast here on mypodcasthouse.com. It stars Merv Hughes.
Hello. Yeah, really excited about this.
I knew I recognised you.
Really excited about this, Kev, to be honest. So it's an extension of the Merv Hughes Fishing Show.
Now, your partner in crime on the television show is right here as well, Jason Kennedy. Hello, Jason.
Kevin Mervin.
JK, as he's well known.
Formerly of Fishing Trip.
So is this part of your parole agreement to get put in there, or some sort of intervention order or something? Yeah. Is it surely?
Take Merv Hughes Fishing.
Yeah. What are your favourite spots?
Sorry to jump in on you, Kev. How good's that?
It's called Merv Hughes Fishing.
Encouraging people
Kevin,
just to go down and have a fish. It's not about catching. It's just about getting involved.
Yep.
And a lot of people, JK, you'll attest to this, a lot of people don't go fishing because they don't catch anything. Well, you've got more chance of catching something if you're fishing. It's like Tesla. Gamble responsibly. Yeah. If you've got dreams of winning, you've got to buy a ticket per se. People say, oh, I don't catch fish during the winter. How often do you go fishing? I never go. Well, what chance have you got?
Exactly.
Seriously,
right.
Get out there and have a go. Well, can I say something on a serious note?
Yes.
I don't believe it's a hangover.
What do you believe it is?
Oh, I reckon we're still pissed. And if they weren't, I'd be very disappointed.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Merv Hughes Fishing.
Whoa.
Who would have thought it would have lasted that long?
Three.
Jason Kennedy's with me. I'm Kevin Hillier, and that loud man in the corner who likes to be heard a lot is Mervin Gregory Hughes.
No, I don't like to be heard. I was just going to give you some positive feedback. I've been travelling around a little bit, and we've got people actually listening to this. How good's that?
It's quite frightening. We have a proud sponsorship of today's show. I don't know if you're aware of this, but today's show is brought to you in the tradition of Captain Edward John Smith, 1912, Titanic.
Yes.
John Bertrand. Won Australia, the first American Cup boat to sink in the 144-year history of the race.
Yep.
Captain Jonas Grumby, little-known name, that, but you'll
Grumpy,
know him well.
Grumpy or Grumby?
Grumby. Jonas Grumby.
He was the bloke over in
He was
Italy.
The cap. No, he was the captain of the SS Minnow, otherwise known as the Skipper. Well, I'm talking a little bit about mishaps too, so I want you to sit right back while I tell you a tale. a tale of a big fat drip who's seated near this very spot and about to give me a clip. His mate's a smart fishing bloke, a sailor through and through. But Merv's the bear you don't poke. You'll end up black and blue. The show's about to get quite rough. As Mervin shares his news, he's hurt his arm. His pride is gone. He's nothing left to lose. So set yourself down. For Mervin Gregory Hughes, a 3-hour cruise with Mervin Gregory Hughes.
You've actually done some research.
We've got writers for the show now.
I've actually got a bit of spare time on my hands at night.
You haven't got too much spare time. Well, I've cast out and he's taken off and I'm standing up the back of the boat.
Right.
Can I say arse over tit?
Yeah.
You can. Arse over tit off the back of the boat. When I hit water.
Yep.
I noticed no fishing rod. So I sort of give it a quick scope under the water and touched and come up for a breath, went back down again, got said fishing rod. Happy days.
Right.
So you got to get your priorities right when you go into the drink.
True enough. Yep.
Got back to the boat, went to grab the boat and thought something's not quite right here. And left arms a little bit stiff, not so much sore, but a little bit stiff. So I put the rod in the boat and sort of grabbed, I had a look at my bicep muscle and I thought, geez, that's pumped up. And then I realised that it was pumped up for a reason. At the top of the arm, because it came off the elbow, the bicep.
Oh.
So I've had scans done.
Three words.
Well.
Are you okay? Good to see you.
Stop.
Look,
Kevin.
Well, Merv.
Kevin.
No?
Hawthorn Football Club.
Mate, it's a fishing podcast. Well, you've jumped back on the way.
You two idiots are mad footscray.
The last 2.5 years, you have not spoken one word about Hawthorn.
It's about quantity.
Now, listen, guys, on Merv Hughes podcast, Merv Hughes Fishing Podcast, what we encourage you to do, if your side's not going that well, stick by them. Don't just jump back on when they've had a good win. Hey? Have a listen to you.
Kevin, take control of the show.
Now.
Yeah. He's incoherent.
Yes, and no malice towards Marco up at Mareeba. He's a beautiful man. And it was just miscommunication and misunderstanding on my part. Yep. So,
geez, you won't hear those words again,
seriously,
Kevin.
But seriously, if you listen, my arm is sore. Now,
tickets are available through Ticket Tech to attend the operation and see Merv cut open. You can get them.
I'll tell you what, you will see.
It's not funny.
You will see someone not flinch.
You're not laughing.
That tough. That tough, my friend.
And no redheaded jokes.
Hello and welcome to Redheaded Monthly. No, it's called Merv Hughes Fishing, starring Mervyn Gregory Hughes, former cricketer, author, raconteur, guest speaker. But enough about you. Let's talk about Jason Kennedy.
And that's enough.
Okay, and that's all we've got from Jason. You know, I found a couple of pieces of gold, Kev. A couple of little chunks, only small. Just the size of a... just a little booger you picked out of your nose.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, jeez. You have a way of making everything sound cheap. You actually have a way of making gold sound cheap. No, but how is that possible?
It is exciting. That's but when you get over the inexperience of the steel cap in your boots,
then you got exactly what I was thinking.
Now, I got to tell you, we were up there filming for Series 4 for the TV show.
Yep.
And one of the funniest things... I reckon I've heard. And Jason Kennedy.
Sean's a bloody...
Very, very funny. Took the brother-in-law up there. Well, the ex-brother-in-law, but that's another story.
Sean Block is, mate.
So Sean McAllister, beautiful bloke. Listen, if you're thinking about getting engaged, if you're looking for a wedding ring, mate, seriously, go and see this Sean McAllister. He is a dead set superstar, and he'll look after you. Tell him Big Murph sent you. Ask for your 50% off. See how that goes for you. But the most keen, the most eager fisherman of all time.
Mad. When we were having a barbecue each night, we still threw the rods out, so we're on the bank, just doing what blokes do, having a barbecue and a quiet one. Every time a rod would go off, we'd die for it, because there's no filming. The camera was put down, and every time a rod, and I was lucky enough to get the first hook up, inside 10 seconds I dropped it, so I copped it. But then half an hour later, another rod went off, and of course...
And of course, Jason was a little bit shy, because he dropped the previous one,
yeah,
so he didn't want to drop another one.
I was still crying, so Sean beat me. He dropped it. We told him it was a Jew, but Sean claims it was a stingray.
Joining us now, our very first guest, gents. Jace, here we go. It's Jamie Milady from the Nicholson River Holiday Park. G'day, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, Jamie. Merv here. Also got JK.
And joining us now is Trevor Holmes from the Victorian Inland Fishing Charters. Hello, Trevor.
Yeah, good morning. How are we?
G'day, Trevor. How are you, mate? All right?
Good, boys. All going good here.
And joining us now is Matt Simmy, who's from Real Time Fishing Charters. G'day, Matt. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How are we all?
Merv Hughes Fishing World. Now, guest today on the program is Rob Lang from Coffs Coast Sport Fishing. G'day, Rob.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Merv Hughes Fishing. And our special guest now is John Stav from JV Marine. G'day, John.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you going?
We're heading to Wagga Wagga now, Mervyn Gregory.
Wagga Wagga.
To the man behind Gangster Lures, Matt Kanane, is joining us. G'day, Matt.
Kanane.
How are we, boys?
Hello, Matt.
Sorry, Matt. And Steve Wilson joins us now. Oh, from the Gold Coast. Oh. Hello, Steve.
How you going, fellas?
Steve, how are you, mate?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Our guest this week is Peter LeBlanc from the Harbour and Estuary Fishing Charters. G'day, Pete.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Going well, thank you.
Peter, how are things?
Mate, awesome.
Tim the Brim Morgan is our guest. Oh, there, now you're going to get a build-up like that. He'd better be good, boys, from Rapala Lures. G'day, Tim.
Mate, he's not good, he's great.
He's great.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Tim, how are you, mate?
We're into double figures. We're episode 10 of Merv Hughes Fishing, and our special guest this week is Jason Rogers, who, amongst other things, is the unofficial CEO of Anaconda in the Northern Territory, a fishing guide, a charter skipper, and a fishing guru.
The fishing guru.
Big to differ, big fella. I think Melita might have him covered on the. I think it might be plural, not singular.
Known to throw a good cast every now and then.
He spends more time in the trees than Tarzan, Kev.
Yeah, now, Jason.
And our special guest, Mervyn Gregory. Do I have to say any more than, ladies and gentlemen, it's bushy.
It's bushy. Anyone that's listening to this will be into fishing. Anyone that knows fishing knows bushy. Bushy, how are you, mate?
I'm firing on all cylinders, Merv. No problem at all. Just been trimming the moustache, keeping it a bit bigger than yours, and it's all good.
Well, I'm tipping it's not as grey as mine.
Our special guest on episode 12 of Merv Hughes Fishing is Fraser Kendall from Mindlab. G'day, Fraser.
G'day, how's it going?
And our lucky 13th guest on the program is Mark Turner. Mark is from Goulburn Broken Catchment Management Authority. And we've worked out with Mark around you say that once and that's it. G'day, Mark. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you? Good. Going well.
On Merv Hughes Fishing, it is time to talk to Ian Veach from Allsat, who's our special guest for this podcast. Gents, tell me before we
introduce Ian,
yes.
Well, I suppose not now because you've already introduced him.
Correct.
But Allsat, what's Allsat about?
It'd be some sort of satellite and safety gear, I would think, Merv.
Well, what's the all?
It is. Well, we cover all satellite.
Thank you, Ian.
And our guest on this week's podcast, boys, is Cole Burden from Reedy's Lures.
Not just a guest, a very close friend, Cole.
There you go.
Now, Cole, yes. Reedy's Lures, up in Darwin, iconic Northern Territory.
Piece of furniture.
Is it not a piece of furniture?
So what is it then? You can't think and I can't.
I can't. So what is it? Iconic.
Essential.
Part. Oh, really? Anyway, Reedy's Lures.
I don't know.
She's done that well.
how did you get involved in Reedy's Lures?
Well,
and when?
As you know, Merv, I come from the pub game in Tassie and was up here seeing my son Chris.
And our guest this week, boys, is Doug Phillips from Tonic Eyewear. G'day, Doug.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Our special guest on this episode of Merv Hughes Fishing with Merv and Gregory Hughes, Jason Kennedy and myself, Kevin Hillier, is Brad Fanning from BetEasy. G'day, Brad.
Good afternoon, boys. How are you?
Very good, Brad.
And fishing's full of great characters, Mervyn, like your good self. And we've got one on the line right now. His name is John Bell. G'day, John.
Hi, boys. How you doing?
Not too bad, John. Now, what have you been up to? You're retired? You're enjoying retirement?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of Merv Hughes Fishing, starring Mervyn at Greg.
Yay! Big round of applause.
Jason Kennedy. Boo. And I'm Kevin Hillier.
Kevin, thank you. No. Mate, what a start. Not as good as podcast 5 start, but...
We have to sack that bloke.
Start to the Braddy Johnson podcast. We're away. Giddy up. Listen, pretty excited.
We nearly got through the whole episode without him whinging about his arm, Kev, so it must be getting better.
Well, time for an injury update just to finish up this podcast. And now here's Dr. Hughes with an update on the current rehabilitation on his shoulder.
It's been 2 weeks since we've spoken about it. Yeah. I thought everyone just forgot. But in a brace now, limited movement, move into a brace, I reckon, in a couple of days.
In a brace? Because it's got limited movement.
Murphy's podcast. This is podcast number 6. Thanks for listening. And on that note, we'll tune out.
Might not be a podcast 7. Thank you, boys. Well, there you have it. And, of course, there was plenty more episodes after episode 6 and 7. And as you can see there, the guys sure do have a lot of fun with this show. Now, just a reminder, particularly if you're new to podcasting, the show's available on iTunes and on Spotify, where you can subscribe for free. That'll ensure you never miss an episode. It'll appear on your iPhone, etc., each week as soon as the show's released. And if you're looking around for a good podcast player to use, well, my personal choice is one called Pocket Casts. That's available on the iOS and the Android platforms, and it's produced by a team of really talented people right here in Adelaide in Australia. Costs a couple of dollars to buy, but hey, you're supporting local software developers by doing that, and that's always a good thing. And if you're an iTunes subscriber, a review in the iTunes store is always very much appreciated. Always helps us to publicise the show and spread it around a bit more. And you can also find us on Facebook. Just search for Merv Hughes Fishing, and that's the best way to get in touch with the guys if you'd like to give them feedback. Or even make some suggestions for future topics and future guests. Well, this show is part of the My Podcast House network. You can head on over to mypodcasthouse.com where you'll find all sorts of great shows, including Ruck and Roll with Kev, Brian Mannix and Rowan Conley,
Food Bites with Sarah Patterson, and there's shows on tennis, wrestling, motorsport, and much, much more, all right there at mypodcasthouse.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed that quick snapshot of our first few episodes of the show. I'm Steve Vischer, sitting in for Merv, Kev and Jason. Well, I guess I'll head back to the editing booth now and just wait for the guys to return. It's a little bit lonely in here. But until next time, enjoy your fishing and bye for now.